Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is math professor at the University of Arkansas, Chaim Goodman-Strauss. Welcome back.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. Last week, some license plate conundrum.
That's right. So if you'll grant me a small license, so to speak.
Sure.
That's pretty lousy.
license, sure.
I'd like to just rephrase the question a little bit.
Okay.
And people at their leisure can verify this is exactly the same
okay.
problem. So instead, let's ask it like this. If we take all the license plates that have, say, six spots. Six spots, but they're all digits, zero
right.
through nine. So there's some number of those. Well, actually, a million, right?
Right.
A million of those, 000000 through 999999.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a million of those. And then we take the number of license plates which have all six spots are A through Z.
From AAA, AAA through ZZZ, ZZZ.
That's right. So that's some tremendous number. Now, we take
right.
those two numbers and we average them. And mm-hmm. I don't know what that is offhand. We could work it out. So we have that's some average. Now, is that average bigger or smaller than the number of license plates where the first three digits are digits
mm-hmm.
and the second three are letters?
And you suggested last week we should think of this intuitively.
That's right. So now you could work this all out. It's not that hard, but
right. Just what was your gut feeling?
Right.
And I told you within seconds I had a gut feeling.
That's
but I haven't
right.
told you what that is till
no,
now.
You haven't.
And my gut feeling is that if you have three numbers followed by three letters,
uh-huh.
that's going to give you the higher average of possibilities.
Well, I'm very glad you said that because I was worried this problem was a little too easy. So
that's not right.
No, I'm sorry, Kyle.
Really? Because look, you've got, in my way, you have three, okay, your way,
uh-huh.
where it's got to be either six letters or six numbers.
Uh-huh.
You've got subsets of nine digits or 26 letters.
That's right.
And that's it. That's all you can play
that's
with.
That's right.
You can either play with nine numbers or 26 letters.
That's right.
My way, three and three, I've got 36 things I can play with.
But you don't get to play with 36 each time, right? You have 10 choices sometimes and 26 choices at other times. You have 10 possibilities for each of the first three slots
mm-hmm.
and then 26 possibilities for the second three slots.
Right.
Actually, the number of license plates is the number of possibilities for each slot. So, for example, the reason it was a million for all digits is really because there are 10 possibilities for the first slot, 10 possibilities for the second slot, 10. And we multiply all those 10. So 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 is a million.
Right.
In fact, the number of license plates where it's all letters is 26 times 26 times 26.
Because there are 26 possibilities for the first slot,
and
et cetera.
So 26 to the sixth power, whatever that is. So what we're really asking is the average of 10 to the sixth power and 26 to the sixth power bigger or smaller than 10 times 10 times 10 times 26 times 26 times 26.
That's right, because I'll only have 10 times 10 times 10 because they're only
mm-hmm.
– I see.
Well, there's a really neat way to think about this. It's kind of hard to draw a picture on the radio, but I'll try. The audience can't see, but I'm waving my hands around right now. Actually, think about it like this, and then I'll explain why this is the same thing later in just a minute. Imagine a chain. Just hold
like a bicycle chain?
Yeah, bicycle.
Okay.
Well, maybe not a loop, just a neck like a
– How about a shoelace?
Shoelace, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so picture a shoelace, and now hold it up, and it's kind of droopy a little bit.
So one hand is higher than the other.
Mm-hmm. It's not a
so
taut
it's
shoelace, but yeah,
okay.
it's bending.
It's
now,
curved.
It doesn't even matter that if it curves down. The main thing is that it overall is bending in some sense.
Right, so if my left hand is held up higher than my right hand, mm-hmm. and both of the hands have an end of the shoelace.
That's right.
But not pulled taut.
That's right. Now imagine, suppose your one hand is like 5 feet above the ground and the other hand is, say, 4 feet above the ground, then the average is going to be exactly 4.5 feet, of course. If the way you can actually see that is you draw a line from one end to the other, and then you just pick the point in the middle of that line, that'll be the average height.
So, yeah, a straight line from hand to hand would give you the average there.
That's right. The point in the middle of
the
that
point in the middle,
line.
Right.
That's exactly right. So, now, if you think about it, that instantly tells us something really important, which is amazingly useful in a lot of mathematical problems. The average of the values, the heights at the end, is actually bigger than the height of the shoelace in the middle.
Right.
Because the point in that line that connects the two ends is above the shoelace. That was the whole point. The shoelace is bending.
Right, because you've got that bow in the shoelace.
That's exactly right.
So how can this be useful to us?
Well, this is really important because it shows up in a huge variety of situations where we're talking about averaging over some sort of quantity that's changing over time, but in particular, it's got this kind of bending thing. Well, here, let me just give you another puzzle, and
okay.
we'll talk about it next
week.
Mr. Smith
mm-hmm.
is of perfectly average height and perfectly average weight.
For his country, for his age?
For his country or age.
Okay.
Yeah, people of his age in his country.
In his, okay.
Yeah. And by the way, everybody else in the country is perfectly of the correct weight for their height. And yet, he's overweight. He's of exactly the average. His height is the average of everyone else's height. Mm-hmm. His weight is the average of everyone else's weight.
And this is a very fit country where
Everyone else is of an appropriate weight for their height, and yet he's overweight. How can this be?
He's of average height
uh-huh.
of his group,
yeah.
whatever group we're talking about, and he's of average weight.
Yeah.
And this group we're talking about, people are not, I mean, they are fit.
They're
and
just what
they're
they
not
should
over.
Be. That's right.
And yet he's overweight.
That's right. Well, I'll give you a hint. It's just this, it's similar to this same business.
Okay. And if people know why this man is overweight?
Oh, yes. Please send us in fact, and even if you don't, or even if you just want to say hello, if you want some free math stuff, you want to send us another conundrum or write us an angry email, it's mathfactor@uark.edu. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll send you some mathematical trading cards.
One word, mathfactor@uark.edu. We'll talk about this again next week. Thanks, Han.
Thank you very much.